Welcome to a special Debussy episode of Learning to Listen from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Emily Rees. August 22nd, 2012 marks 150 years since Debussy was born, and that gives us a great excuse to talk about his music a little more than usual. Probably recognize that melody. That's a piece called Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. He wrote that as part of a piano suite. The entire suite is called Suite Bergamasque, and it was published in 1905. You may also recognize Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. The opening flute line there that descends and then ascends again was very controversial when it first premiered in 1894. The sequence the flute takes to get down and back up was unconventional, and it also highlighted an unconventional interval, a very unstable interval in music, called the tritone. It's pretty easy to get lost in Debussy, but Debussy isn't all about lush, exotic sounds. His music has a specific narrative and a direction. He's telling a story with every piece. His preludes are each like short stories, and he wrote two books of them. This one is called Ondine. When Debussy first conceived of this trio, he wanted to write it for flute, oboe, and harp, but he ended up substituting the oboe for a viola. It is such a gorgeous sonority. Here it is, the sonata for flute, viola, and harp. This is the finale. From Image for Orchestra, this is a musical painting of the Iberian Peninsula. The third movement is called The Fragrance of the Night, or Le Parfum de la Nuit. Even though Debussy's impressionistic style often results in fairly quiet music, he did get more playful and aggressive at times. Here is the very final movement of his cello sonata. Thank you. also tackled a relatively new instrument. The saxophone had been invented in 1846 in Belgium, and in 1903, Debussy produced his Rhapsody for Saxophone and Orchestra. Speaking of rhapsodies, he also wrote one for clarinet and piano. There's more Debussy to discover at classicalmpr.org. Just do a search for Debussy. Support for everything on Classical Minnesota Public Radio, including this podcast, comes from listener contributions. Thank you, members of Minnesota Public Radio.